Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Deuteronomy 8:3.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Deuteronomy 8:3. He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. God spoke today's verse one morning to a friend who was trying to process through some substantial hurts from her childhood. Her therapist often encouraged her to ask God to reveal where he had been during certain painful events, but she struggled to do that. Then one day, after a particularly disturbing dream in which she'd felt hungry and uncared for, she opened her Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and God reminded her of the first person who had ever told her about Jesus. It was an older woman who often invited my friend and other kids from the neighborhood into her home, where she fed them and then told them truths from Scripture. As my friend reflected upon that time, she realized she went to that neighbor's home for food, that God had literally used her hunger to draw her to himself. Now, please don't mishear me. God didn't cause my friend's hunger. Her parents' poor decisions did, but he used her hunger to draw her to a neighbor's home where she received food, and then he used that gracious and loving act to make himself known, to meet her even deeper spiritual needs. Scripture tells us about a time in ancient Israel's history when God used a man named Moses to liberate his people from 400 years of slavery and oppression in order to bring them to a rich and plentiful land and ultimately into an intimate relationship with himself. But motivated by fear, the people refused to follow God into this place of abundance. And so they spent 40 years wandering through the wilderness, during which time God revealed himself, his heart, his plans, his attentiveness and care to them, where he taught them day after day how to trust him and live with faith-filled dependence upon him, their provider and sustainer. One way God did this was by first allowing them to become aware of their hunger, and then by faithfully meeting that need, a need that only he could meet. It wasn't like they could simply walk to the local market, pop over to their neighbor's home, or visit a restaurant, nor could they possibly find enough wild game to nourish some 2 to 5 million people. They feared that they would starve, but God provided for them in an unexpected, miraculous way by raining a honey-flavored wafer-like substance from the sky. Can you imagine what that must have been like to fall asleep fretting about what you were going to eat and to wake up to find your breakfast covering the ground like dew? God told the people to gather precisely what they needed each day, and each day for 40 years, they always had enough. In today's verse, I'm struck by the phrase, which you did not, nor did your fathers know, as it reminds me that God often provides for us in ways we least expect. Maybe our company lays us off, and we scramble to find another job, certain if we don't, we'll lose our home and our ability to feed our family, forgetting that, job or no job, we belong to a God who can literally rain provisions from the sky. Our greatest needs are gifts when they drive us to God, the one who sees our needs, has the power to meet them, and has promised to do so. Here's what I find interesting. The people were following God when they reached their place of need. When life feels hard, we might worry that we've maybe gotten off track, that God is punishing us or that he's abandoning us, when in fact, that very need could be a display of divine love, the thing that draws us to him, that makes us alert to his provision and more cognizant of his care. God is predictable in that he will always fulfill his promise, but he's often unpredictable in terms of how. And in this predictable unpredictability, he reminds us that our provision comes not from our paychecks, the grocery store, our crops, our bosses, or our spouses, but ultimately from him. He wants us to grow in wisdom and understanding. He is constantly training and transforming us, shifting our worldviews and squelching our foolishness with truth, urging us to move past survivalistic thinking to men and women who cling to every word that proceeds from his mouth. The assurances of his love and all his promises throughout Scripture to protect, defend, care, and provide for us. Just as he promised to provide for the ancient Israelites so long ago, he was teaching them to trust in him, the maker of every promise, the keeper of every promise that he was teaching them to rely upon. And he's teaching us the same, to trust in him, to rest in his faithful and attentive care. The next time we become aware of our needs, may we turn to him, knowing while his method of providing may and likely will change, his heart as our provider won't, trusting him to faithfully fulfill every promise he's made, every word that proceeds from his mouth, and resting in his comforting, nourishing, protective, fatherly embrace. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for caring for us so well. You care for our physical needs and you care for our spiritual needs as well. You give us the bread that enters our mouth and you feed us with the bread that leaves your mouth, the spiritual truths that help us to stand strong when we're afraid, that give us courage, that give us encouragement and inspiration, that give us strength when we feel weary. When we become alert to our needs, may we remember that you are the one who has promised to meet them. May we continually turn to you in our moments of fear and anxiety, of disillusionment, of pain. Thank you that you are always near, that you will never leave, that you are always faithful, that you will fulfill every promise that you have made. You sustain us, and we thank you for that. And it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
And one by one, I watched my dear friends get engaged, get married, start having children. And especially as a woman, I felt like there was a certain timeline that these things needed to happen in my life.
Charity Gale shares a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.